Baptist. May everybody join together in one.
Yeah, it was a United Baptist, and blacks, whites, and reds, and all.
They say that blacks did it really just to get recognition, though.
Nah, they weren't. Because they were drafted like everybody else. You didn't say no.
Could they? No, I'll pass today. I'll go somewhere else.
Conscientious objectors didn't register to you. They weren't very popular people. They weren't, but very few of them. And they were very unpopular. They were snobbed, but good. Mm. It's not for me to go, but I did, you know, work in defense stuff. And, well, I got a lot of friends that did go.
And any of them come back?
Yeah, some of them came back, some of them didn't come back.
To say that working on the home front was probably one of the most important things during the war.
The boxed ammunition. So that was just as important as the man that held the gun that shot it. It had to be done. I lost the first cousin in World War II, and they never recovered his body. And they was friends from up the road that killed in the Philippines, and was buried over there, still over there.
But you didn't lose like anybody directly in your family besides your cousin?
I had one that was wounded then. Another cousin that was wounded, he had a bum leg the rest of his life. And that wore a brace the rest of his life.
They say that a lot of those men came back just totally changed and totally different.
Yeah, well, it had its effect on some. Well, most of the close friends I've got that was in the real thick of hand to hand almost. They don't talk about it. They change subject real quick.
Even though they're heroes?
Yeah, they just, especially them that know that they were in a position where they knew for sure that they killed a lot of other, like I say, a lot of Germans. They won't talk about it.
Do you think that's because they feel like they could be in the same situation?
But it was not the high point of their life. They done it because they had to, not because they wanted to.
It's not what some boy wants to grow up thinking about.
Yeah. But if the USA could get as united as I'm talking about the people in the USA, as united as they were during World War II, any cause could be accomplished in 2 or 3 days.
That's true.
I mean, it was like a mighty force.
So if we went to war today, if we had World War III, do you think it could have gone as well as World War II?
It would probably take longer for the momentum to get going, but yeah, I think it could be ready. I think so, because even the people in the United States that's not an actual citizen of the United States really know and realize that it's the best place in the world to be. And if it come down to the possibility of losing it, they'd stand there and fight for it.
Yeah, but we've got these that go out and burn the flags.
Yeah, they're just putting on the show. trying to draw attention to themselves.
Were there any flag burners back then?
They've been shot. They were.
That's how I feel like.
You know, there's a different set of rules, different set of laws that applied it for wartime. And you just don't do certain things here in wartime that you would think you could do and get by with you in peace.
I feel like Woodrow Wilson was the best president that the United States ever had.
No.
You don't?
No.
Which one do you think's the best?
I don't have a favorite.
They say that a lot of people feel like Woodrow Wilson was the best because he got him out of the Depression.
You mean Roosevelt?
Yeah, I mean Roosevelt.
Yeah. No, I remember when I was big enough to know what happened when he was elected. I was well aware of what happened, you know, year to year. I grew up during that time. And was grown man when he died.
But was he the best?
He wasn't the best. But in my opinion, he was not the best.
You think Herbert Hoover?
Yeah.
You think he could have done better?
No, I don't. I think for the day and the circumstances, probably Roosevelt was the man of the hour. But so was other presidents the man of the hour. Now, Woodrow Wilson was a man of the hour during World War One.
Yeah.
But don't necessarily mean that he was the best president. No,
you think if he had stayed in office that the Depression would have fell on him?
Yeah. Well, I think the Depression, and really it was a panic. It was not just the Depression, it was a real panic. But I think it was caused by circumstance rather than by any certain person or persons. As I look back now, it was just, we become a victim of circumstance. We had toasted on the World War One backlash, and people had just been kind of at ease in Zion, especially the businessmen, the ones that really handle the economy. Them that jumped out of the tallest building they could find was the one that.
Because they had lost everything?
Because they had failed. They had lost everything.
They jumped out by the thousands.
They just committed suicide. Just streets were paved with bodies in New York City. But they jumped out of the islanders. It was panic.
If everybody would just slow down and just stop and look at everything, you think that it would have happened?
No, it wouldn't have. It could have been prevented.
People rushed violence, people rushed everywhere.
Yeah. See, it's all like if there's going to give away $1,000 bills at the bank you work at, they'd be people run over folks to get to it.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be attacked somebody. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to be a teller then.
No, because they'd tear the bank up. And then they were nobody getting the money.
Yeah. Was the Ku Klux Klan activated at this time?
No, they had pretty well figured out. I knew some people that were Ku Klux, belonged to the Klan, and they were the ones I knew were fine, upright citizens and would not do anything.
Well, the
basic reason for the Ku Klux was not racial. I know they get blamed for it now, but the Ku Klux in this area, that operated in this area right here, were not racial. They'd visit a white man just as quick as they did with a black.
Well, what were they then? I don't understand.
You don't understand? Well, you may know some situations where, like, a husband is not providing for his wife and children or his home. Mm-hmm. He's not supporting his family. They would first make sure that the situation was pretty drastic. Then they would burn a little cross in his yard. And if he didn't straighten up, they'd visit him in the wee hours of some night, and they would use a whip on his family.
Oh.
And by the time they got that done, the man was busy providing for his family.
But they never lynched anybody.
Not that I know of. Not in this part of the country. I would have heard about it, I'm sure. Because my grandpa was very observant of what happened in this area, and he never mentioned the lynching that the Ku Klux done. They was people hanged like in Aniston and Talladega, but it was for murder. It was what they used electric chair for.
The death penalty.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I don't think there was any Ku Klux lynching in this part of the country at all, ever. Hmm. It was just for civil. Fact, if there's a known thief, and a known thief, they would treat him the same way, and he'd treat Stephen.
Ooh, yeah, I'll tell that about that.
Yeah.
There's some thieves out here.
Yeah, they, break in homes. I know of three homes in the past 2 weeks in this area that's been broken into. And people's stuff stolen. And these people got a pretty good idea who it might be, but
you can't prove it.
But if the Ku Klux burn a cross in their yard, they'd probably stop their feeding.
Yeah, I would. I wouldn't be outside my house.
Yeah, because they knew what was coming next. So.
Mm, nobody wanted that.
They didn't want that. Right.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting.